En daf peivav amid beis by the Mishnah, bas Yisrael shenises lekayim teichel betruma meis v'lohi menu ben teichel betruma nises lelevi. Now she married a levi teichel b'maisa. She cannot eat trume because the lady has a dinzo, a gabi trume. Meis, v'loy men or ben, teichel b'maisa, but she can eat maisa, l'cher the mish is going according to Rameya, that maisa is also l'zorim, but she married a levi, or she has a ben from a levi, is teichel b'maisa. Nisus li Yisrael, now she married a Yisrael, loy seichel, loy betrume, v'loy b'maisa. Now she doesn't eat anything. Meis v'loy men o ben, loy seichel, loy betrume, v'loy b'maisa. Meis b'no me Yisrael, teichel b'maisa. Meis b'no me Levi, teichel betrume. Meis benami kayan le seichel le betrume vele bemaisa. Bas kayan shenises le Yisrael. Now we have a bas kayan shenises le Yisrael. Le seichel betrume. Bas kayan shenises le Yisrael. Le seichel betrume. Bas kayan kisi le zo. Meis veloi menu ben. Le seichel betrume. Says Baskenki se amone ugrushe, zaraimlo, vishavar bei sabia kenere, but if she has a ben, leisoichel betrume. Nisa is lalevi, teichel be maisa. Ashley maisa out to levi, meisu loimenu ben, teichel be maisa. Nisa is lakoin, teichel betrume. Meis veloimenu ben, Teichel betrume. Meis benomi kain, leiseichel betrume. Meis benomi levi, leiseichel bemeisa. Meis benomi yisrael, chayzeres lebei savio, balzen nema, vishova o bei savio, kinureho, milechem o vio teichel. Now, we hear there are two cases in the Mishnah. The first case started off with a Bas Yisroel. She married a Kohen. She has a ben from a Kohen. She married a Yisroel and she has a ben from a Yisroel. So it says in the Mishnah, she does not eat Trume. Now, in the Sefer we heard a Bas Kohen. She married a Yisroel. She has a ben from a Yisroel. She married a Kohen and she has a ben from a Kohen. And she does eat Trume. So we have to understand the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. These two Mahalchem had to explain the difference. Interessant, I saw that Teferis Yaakov and Mishnayis asks the Kashe. Dorchel Ner also asks the Kashe. What is Pshat? This is a very interesting Mishnah. The Reisha you have a Ben Kohen and a Ben Zor, a Ben Yisrael, and she does not eat Trume. The Sefer you have the same thing. She does eat Trume. So the Teferis Yaakov HaMishnayis wants to say that the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer is, because the Reisha is speaking about Abbas Yisrael, and the Sefer is speaking about Abbas Kohen. That's how we started off. The Reisha is Bas Yisrael, Shenises LeKohen, and then she got married to Levi, then she got married to Yisrael. And the Sefer is speaking about Abbas Kohen, Shenises LeKohen, Shenises LeLevi, Shenises LeYisrael. So
So what is pshat? So what's the chilik?
So the chilik is a very geshmaki chilik. That by Emerson, you have here contradictory factors. You have here a ben Yisrael, that passels. You have here a ben Kohen, that's machel. So they cancel out. So each one is a stira to the other one. The ben Kohen, let's say in the reisha. So you have here, she married a Kohen. And then she married a Yisrael, and she has bonim from each one of them. So the mitzad the zera koin, she should eat trume. Mitzad the zera Yisrael, she should not eat trume. So they cancel out, and she remains the reisha bas Yisrael. So bas Yisrael doesn't eat trume. That means mitzad the bonim, they cancel out. And mitzat hosh, she doesn't have a schus to eat trume. Masha Einkein in the sefer we're speaking about a bas koyim. So also we have the same factors over here. We have here, she started off by marrying a Yisrael. She has a ben from the Yisrael. She ended off by marrying a koyim. She has a ben from the koyim. So again you have two contradictory factors. Mitzad ben Kohen, she should eat trume. Mitzad ben Yisrael, she should not eat trume. So they cancel out. And she's a bas Kohen, but mele she eats trume. That is one mahalach, how to explain the difference between the reish and the seif. But the Rambam, it seems, did not learn like that. The Rambam and the Rambam in Perik Vov Alochi Yotes from Hilchas Trumis says as follows. First, the Rambam brings down in Perik Yitzayin and Perik Yitches a Mishnah Kitzurasa. Then the Rambam in Alochi Yotes says as follows. Bas Yisroel Shenisais li Yisrael tchile. That means he takes the last case of the Mishnah, but he says now by Abbas Yisrael. Bas Yisrael shenisais li Yisrael tchile. V'yesh lo mimenu ben. She has a ben from a Yisrael. So this is mamish garnish mit garnish. She's a Bas Yisrael. She married a Yisrael. She has a ben from a Yisrael. V'chazra v'niseis l'koyin, and now she married a koyin. Oichel betrume, so she'll eat trume. Meis v'lo mimenu ben. Now this koyin died, and she has a ben from him. Oicheles mipnei bno ha'achayin. Her second son will be Machala. She has a son from a Yisrael, which she married first. She has a son from the Kohen, which she married last. Sherei hu machila kemoi shechila ovid. Now the Rambam says, learn this. The Rambam says, just like when she married the Kohen, she was a Bas Yisrael. She had married a Yisrael. The Yisrael died. She has a son from the Yisrael. Now she married a Kohen. So he said she eats Trume. The Kohen is Machala B'Trume, even though she's a Bas Yisrael. And even though she has a son of a Yisrael, the Kohen is Machala B'Trume. She's married to a Kohen. The kain ke kinyik ne nefesh kinyik kaspoy the eats the trume. So the wife of a kain eats trume, even though she's a bas Yisrael, even though she has a son from a Yisrael. Meis velomi meno ben. Now if this kain died, velomi meno ben, oicheles mipnei bno ha'achen, shall eat because of the second ben. Sherei hu ma'achilo kemoi she'achilo oviv. That he's ma'achilo just like his father was ma'achilo. His father was machala, she's also, is machala like the father is machal. The Yamshel Shleime brings down this Rambam. Ubno harisha in einoi paisala. Why doesn't Israel passel? She has a son from Israel. K'may bereisha, in the reisha, the Israel does passel. She has a son from the Israel, so the reisha was fakert. It was Abbas Israel that first married a kohen and then married a Israel. The difference between the reisha and the seifa is two differences. One difference is the reisha speaks about Abbas Yisrael and the seifa speaks about Abbas Kohen. According to the Rambam, that's not the chilek. And then there's another chilek, which she started with and which she ended with. The reisha is speaking about she started with a Kohen and ended with a Yisrael. And the seifa is she started with a Yisrael and she ended with a Kohen. That's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer. So the Yamshel Shleime says, Ubino HaRishin Einei Paisala, he asks on the Sefer, that the Sefer, she started with a Yisrael and ended with a Kohen. Mishim Dechashvinin La Keilu Hi Adayin Bashus Kohen. So the Yamshel Shleime says, because we considered she's still married to the Kohen. She married a Kohen in the Sefer. In the Sefer, she first married a Yisrael, and Yisrael died. There's a son from the Yisrael. Now she married a Kohen. So when she married a Kohen, the Kohen is Machala. That means Kinyin Kaspe Shel Kohen, whatever she is, she's a Bas Yisrael, she is a son of Yisrael, but Kinyin Kaspe Shel Kohen it's Trume. So the Marshal says, so after her husband died, the Chashvina lo ke'ilu hi adayin b'shus ha-koyim. Ke'ilu, she's still married to the Kohen, she's still b'shus ha-koyim. Shreya ben oimed b'mokim ha'ov. Because the son is oimed b'mokim ha'ov. I saw Natar Shmuel, he brings from Sefer Derech Amune, that's actually from Magoin Rahim Knievsky Shlita, HaToyre Chitsha de Kozman Shehaben Mimeno Kayim, Ereyu Kilo Oviv Adayin Chai, Umachilo Dahave Kinyin Kaspoi. And then he brings the Lashon Rashbam and Baba Basra, Royin Oisei Ke'ilu Hu Chai. And then there's a Moiradike Tashbats that the Gilyoni Hashas brings down. Pillei Ploim. The Tashbats clears a Shaila. Tashbats clears a Shaila as follows. There are different Menhogim by Klal Yisrael, the different Kehilas. Of different menhagim. So the Tashbats clause of Shaila, what's the din if a woman has one minig and she marries a husband who has another minig? What's the din? Which menhagim should she be mekabel on himself, a previous menhagim or a husband's menhagim? So the Tashbats says, Neheges ki menhage baila, mishum de ishte kegufay. Ishta kegufay. So she became like him. So now he has his menhagim. So she has his menhagim. Now he clears a very interesting shaila, the Tashbats. V'imeis. What happens if her husband dies? V'yesh lo zera mimenu, and she has a child from him. So which menhagim does she do now? Her husband's dead. She has a child from him. Tisha im minhoge zara. So she takes the minig that her child has. That means her husband's minig. Vidovo ze nilmad mina toire. So the Tashbat says, where do I know this from?
a pasuk in the Torah.
Ki heiche di Yisraelis shenises lekoyin b'no machila betrume.
Hel tatzushtel.
So that the Goyenia, so the Tashbat says, just like we see, if a Yisraelis married a Kohen, and the Kohen died and he has a son, she eats Trume. So the same thing, if she married someone who's Nizar in Gebrokt, and he dies, so she has to be Nizar in Gebrokt, because he left over a son. So the Goyenia Asha says, what's from the Tashbat? The kivin the yeshlo zera mikoyin, since there is a son from a koyin, is a dayin chibur lo imoisei a koyin. So we consider like she's still mechuba, she's still married to that koyin. Vachinami linyin menhogim kivin the yeshlo zera mibayla dayini kiguf abal. Was ishte kigufoi, v'nigreres adayin achav, k'mo shoheiso nigreres achav b'chayev. So now, let us go back to the Mishnah. So this is a whole new mahalach, and since the Rabbi Avraham Inoho also learns like that, let us go back to the Mishnah, and we'll look at the Mishnah in a new light. Bas Yisroel shenises lekoyin, teichel betrumah. She eats trume. She's married to a kohen. She eats trume. Meis v'loy men o ben. Toichel betrume. She eats trume. We consider like she's still married to the kohen. That was the Tashbatz's raya. Nisus l'Yisroel. Let's not go all three cases. Nisus l'Yisroel. She married a Yisroel now. So now, let us understand, what is the Mishnah telling us? So the Mishnah is telling us that now that she's married to a Yisrael, before, let's say, Kol Zman, she didn't get married to the Yisrael, so we consider her still married to the Kohen. She's married to the Kohen, Kol Zman, even though the Kohen's dead, but the son's alive, so she's considered still married to the Kohen. But now she got married to a Yisrael. So now we'll clarify Shaila. Who is she married to? Who is she ishtay kigufay? So you have a ke'ilu married to the Kayin and a really married to the Yisrael. So now it seems that here we say such a law, so it's like it's nifka, the issues of the Kayin, and now she's married to the Yisrael. So now she doesn't eat trum anymore. She was eating trum at Kolzman. She was I considered her married to the Kohen Alts because the son is still alive. So she's still a nation's Kohen. So that's why she ate trum. But the minute she married a Yisrael, so the issues of the Yisrael is mafkia, the issues of the Kohen. So she's not married anymore to a Kohen. She's married to Yisrael. She's married to a Yisrael. So she doesn't need Trume. She doesn't need, she's married to Yisrael. Now the Yisrael died and he had a son. So the Rambam says, you look at the last issues. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, our guideline is Basisho Nisus Trile, Chosuva Nisus Lekoim, the Rambam says, you look at the last issue. So the last issue, whatever it was, that's the dovo that there was Kayim. So the last issue, it seems, is Mafkia. L'shaita Yalkoponim. The first issues. So now she's married to Yisrael. The husband died, she is a son of the Yisrael. So we consider she's still married to the Yisrael. So she's married to Yisrael, she doesn't need Trumah. When the Yisrael dies, when the ben of the Yisrael dies, so it could be pshat is, now we consider her married to the Kohen. Now she can eat trume. We'll see the Lashon of Rashi, which be very much mashma like this. That
Now she goes back to the previous husband. When the last husband dies, the child from the last husband dies, she goes back to the previous husband. So now she'll eat als the kohen. And the other way around also, in the Mishnah, they were started off by about, so the ikar vote is not who the one is getting married, the shaila is what the seid of the marriages were. The last marriage, that's the ikar, and there's a child from the last marriage, so we consider that marriage is kayim, whatever it means, either lakula or lachumre, and then when that child dies, so we go back to the previous marriages. Before we see Rashi, Natar Shmuel, is a shrek lechekashim. On this pshat, we see Gdoyli Apoiskim said this, the Yamsha Shleime, the Tashbats, the Rashbam. Lechere, there's a din that a ben is machel. We had a Mishnah in Seif Amon Lekoyen Godel, that a Koyen was Mezana with Anisha, and they had a son. The son is machel. Nimza godol koyach ben mikoyach ha'of. The father couldn't be machel. He was mezana with her. Sus is not machel, but the ben is machel. So we see that this adin ben is machel is samazay. Ilid beisa yoichlu balachma yachilu balachma. A ben koyin is machel. So then the whole thing doesn't make sense. Then we have problems. Then we have problems over here. So the ben is machel. So then l'chayr is not cheshbon. The first ben, the last ben. There's two bonim. So what happens if you have two bonim and one is a ben yisrael, one is a ben kayin? I mean, then it's very difficult to say the whole thing. So now Teres Shmuel he brings from the Magia and the Avni Miluim, and he brings from Rav Shmuel a meirdeki yisod that there are two dinim. They say meirdeki chedushim and these two dinim. There's two dinim. There's one din that when there's a child, we consider ki'ilu the marriage is still in existence, and there's another din that yilid beisa yeichlu balachmi yachilu balachmi that a child is machel. Two dinim. L'maynaf kamina di two dinim. So they say moira di kechidushim. That din that a ben is machel, we heard the Mishnah said in Sefer Amonel Kohen Godel, a kohen that was mezana with an isha and they had a child is yofa koyach a ben mi koyach haov. There the child has to be a kohen. That's the story over there. The child, the kohen was mezana with an isha. He doesn't have any issues in her. They had a son, a kohen. The kohen is machel betrumah. Kohen is machel betrumah. That's a din by znus, that a ben kohen is machel. We had a Mishnah in Sefer Monel Kohen Godel, what if you had an enikol amamza? A Yisrael, a mamzer. But that's an enikel from a bas Yisrael the Kohen. The grandfather was a Kohen, the grandmother was a bas Yisrael, and the enikel was a mamzer a Yisrael. So there it says the mamzer is machel. A Yisrael and a mamzer is machel. So there they say, there, out the din of that a ben is machel, you have to be a kohen daitaine. If you're not a kohen, you can't be machel. A Yisrael is machel. Now there, it's the din what we're learning in our Mishnah. That since the grandmother married the grandfather, the kohen, so Kozman, there's descendants from the first marriage, we consider Kilo the grandfather is still alive. Kilo the Ishus is still Kayim. So the two distinct dinim. And our Mishnah is Meiridik Meduyik, Bas Yisrael Shah Nisais Le Kayim. Nisais Le Yisrael. And the Mishnah in Seifar Mono Le Kayim Godu, it's a different Lashonis. The Mishnah in Sefer Manu L'Kohen Gadol said, Kohen Shabo Bas Yisrael, Leisaychel Betrume, Yibro Leisaychel Betrume, Yoda Teichel, Nimtze Koyche Shaben Gadol Mishalov. That's Kohen Habo Bas Yisrael. That's a Kohen Shanisis Labas Yisrael. Kohen Habo Bas Yisrael. We have to know how we know these two dinim. But Al Kaponim, that is Al Kaponim, one of the Yesaidis that we see from our Mishnah, that means according, it seems the Rambam learned like this, and I just noticed the Loshna Ben Avram in the Hor is like this also, that the gather is that the Ishus Achoine is Kaim. Now let us see Rashi. Nisa is Lelevi. She got married to Levi Acher Sheyolda Mikoyim. Is Teichel B'Maisa V'Lei B'Truma. So here we were speaking about first she had married a Kohen. The Kohen had died. And the Kohen left over a son. And now she married a Levi. V'Lei B'Truma. But she won't Teichel b'maisa v'loy betrume, not betrume. The hoder havye zoro. She became a zoro. Not that she became a zoro, because she married a Levi. And let me just say over, I once thought this is pshat in the pasuk, but I was a little scared to say it, but I found the chinuch says it kemat, so memele, so then it's niten lehiyomer. We have a halacha that a bas koyin marries a Yisroel, she's not allowed to eat truma. So the chinuch says, why is she not allowed to eat truma? The eishes hazor kizor v'rei hi kemoi echod mitzaloisov. It's more the karishonim. The Tashbats also said this. The Tashbats said she's mechuyev and his menhogim, so the Tashbats said also the same thing. Shimdi ishta kigufoi. And I thought could be that's pashted the kraw ubas koyin kisiya leish zoh. Abas koyin becomes an ish zoh. That means through the ish shimdi kisiya leish zoh. That means kiachas mitzaloisa. So that means ishus may isha. There's a din ishtoi kegufoi achas mitzalois of the chinuch says. So she becomes a zo. If he's a zo, so she's a zo. So let's look in Rashi. Rashi is explaining she has a son from the kohen, and now she married a Levi, so she can't eat trume. So Rashi says, why can't she eat trume? So Rashi says, Dohoda have Yezora. She became a Zor. By marrying a Levi, before she was also a Zor. It seems not. Before she was a Bas Yisrael. Before she was a Bas Yisrael, a Koyim. So Kozman, she didn't get married to the Levi. Rashi Vaistai, she wasn't a Zor. She was an Ashes Koyim. She was Ishti Kigufoi. She marries a Levi. She can't eat trum anymore. The Hoda Havye Zora. Now she became a Zor. That means the marriage of the Levi, the marriage to a Zor, makes her a Zor. Makes her a Zor that she was before, not a Zor. As I thought, I skipped it from Rashi. Meis v'loi mena ben, teichel b'meiser, b'shvil b'no. V'hai ben posel lo mitrume. Sheyesh lo zera min hazor. She is zera from the zor. Si v'zera ein lo v'shova. If you don't have children, then you go back. V'hayesh lo zera. So she can't go back. V'af agav dekro bebas koying si. So Rashi says, I'm intermingling two, I'm talking about two different dinim. The pasuk of Zera in Lo Vishavu Beisav, he is speaking about a bas koyin that married a zol. So there it says, if there's no children, she goes back to the father. But here we're speaking about she's a bas Yisroel, that has a child from a koyin. And I said, since there's a child, she can't go back. But, Vafagav the Kroba bas koyin siv, so I thought it's a moiridike, if we say the way we mentioned, according to the Rambam, the Loshen Chayzeres is by me a zera, an interesting Loshen. Bishloime, when speaking about a father, V'chozro el beis avio. V'shova el beis avio. Kinurel. So there, we understand very well, there's a din of, that by marrying a Yisroel, she went out of the rishus of avio. She's takiyotzam rishus avio. So it says, by trume, when the Yisroel died, v'zera ein lo, v'shova el beis avio. She returns. She returns back to rishus avio. That is very good. Here we're talking about that a Bas Yisrael married a Kohen. He had a son from a Kohen. Now she got married to a Yisrael. Now the son died. So Rashi says, Chayzeres, she goes back. So if we would learn Poshe Pshat, not the way we learn tonight. Learn Poshe Pshat that a ben from a kohen is machel. As I learn Poshe Pshat, it's nothing to do with issues. So the Loshen Chayzeres is a very improper Loshen. Not she's going back someplace. She's not going back anyplace. For some reason, when she's married to a Zor, she can't eat tume. When the Zor dies and there's no children, so... And then she has a son from the Kohen. Now the son can be Machel. But the Loshen of Chayzeres, that she goes back to, Chayzeres means she returns someplace. So it would seem she returns to the previous issues. There's still a issue that she has with the Kohen. She has still a son from the Kohen. Kol's man. If the Yisrael is alive, so it seems that issues of the live Yisrael, or the last issues al kaponim, is machia over the previous issues. So she remains with the last issues, whatever the last issues was. The minute the last issues is nivsak, so she goes back. Chayzera, she returns to the previous issues. So, al kaponim, it's the same din of Chayzeres. She can return to Rishus Aviyah. She can return to Rishus Bailo. V'avagav dekro bebas koyin siv, mabini minei b'gmor, nami bas Yisroel, echeles b'shvil b'no koyin, v'niseis lezo, umeis shechoyzeres, v'echeres b'shvil b'no. Hilkach. Ki heich de bas koyin kis lozera mi Yisroel. Loi hodro, Kozman, she has children from Yisrael, loy hodro, bas Yisrael, loy cheles, bishvil b'no koinami, kis lo zera b'ymi levim Yisrael, loy hodro, loy cheles, bishvil b'no koin. She won't return to eat from the ben koin, Kozman, she has children from the zol. Bas koin, she nises li Yisrael, loy seichel betrume. The posolo, he passes up Yisroel. Midekoma. Achmona v'zera ein lo v'shova. It says when she married a Yisroel, if she doesn't have children, and she's an almone, she returns. Mechlar de bachaye ba'ala lo yachlo. This was the lady that the pasuk v'obasken kisili zor was speaking about something else. Meis b'no mikoyin. Now the son of the koyin died. Loi toichel betrume. So she doesn't eat trume. the Posel Levi. Now, I think this Rashi is also very interesting. Rashi is saying that she's a Bas Koyim. She's a Bas Koyim. Now, she married first a Yisrael, then a Levi, and then a Koyim. And she has children from all three. Now, Meis Beno Mikoyim, Laisaycha Butum Mishikeni Trume, the Posel Law, Levi, because the Levi is passing her. The Levi is passing her, the Levi is dead. Rashi said the Posel Law, Ben Levi. So, Luchef and Rashi would also say, no, not the Ben Levi passels. The Levi passels. If there's a Ben Levi, we're down kilo the Levi. So she's married to a Levi. She's married to a Levi. She can't go back to her father. She's married to a Levi. The apostle or Levi. Let us see the Gemara. Meis benomi Levi teichel betrume. The Reisha. We're going back to the Reisha. In the Reisha, it says that we had a Bas Yisrael. First she married a Kohen. The Kohen died. She had a son from the Kohen. Then she married a Levi. She stopped eating Truma. And then she had a son from a Levi. Now, Meis Benomi Levi. Now the son of the Levi died. Is Teichel Betruma. Now she'll eat Truma because she goes back to the Kohen. Tahadra ochla mishum bina. Now shall eat because of the kayin mishum bina. Minolo. How do you know there's such a thing? Look at Rashi. Tahadra ochla mishum bina. Dekton masis gabi bas Yisrael. Meis bina milaibi teichel betruma bishvil bina from the kayin. Minolo de zara. Ha'eicheles b'shvil b'na. She was eating b'shvil b'na. V'niseis l'zom u'meis shechoy zeres v'eicheles she returns to eat. Omarav abe omarav bas ubas. It says ubas koin kisi almona grushe v'zera ein lo v'shovo b'yisobi kinurav. So the pasuk is speaking about a Bas Koyim, that her husband died without children, so she returns to the father. Now, Ubas is coming to tell us that if she has a, she's not a Bas Koyim, she's a Bas Yisrael, but she has a Ben Koyim, and the Yisrael died, the Zera in-law, so she returns to the Koyim. Bas Ubas. In fact, the Gemara Keman Rabbi Kiva the Dorosh Bavi, so this it only works according to Rabbi Kiva this Dorosh. So Rabbi Kiva is the one that Darshan's Bavi. So the Gemara says, "No, afilo teima Rabbonam, kula ubas koy yaseiru." The whole ubas koyin is a koy yaseiru because the pasuk should have said, the first pasuk says ubas koyin kisili yizdo, then the second pasuk should have said v'chisi almon nagrusha. So not Ubas Koyin Kisi Almon Nagrusha, so the whole Ubas Koyin is Meyuta. So it's coming to tell us that Abbas Yisroel, that's Eichelos Bishvil Bnomi Koyin, when the Zera Yisroel will die, she'll be able to eat. What does Rashi say? Bas ubas ubas koin kisi almon agrusha. Rabbi Kiva the Dorosh Bavi pegged al misis amal Rabbi Kiva Yishmael ochi bas ubas ani doyosh. So Gemara says kulikro ubas yiseiru. Tersiv la el minei ubas koin kisi le izo. Besomach le ubas koin kisi almon. Umotzi le michte vechisi almon agrusha. Vena yedane de bas koin mishtoi domino soli. So Memelem, so it's coming to tell us that she's Chayzeres, Abbas Yisrael is Chayzeres, Bishvil Bno Koyim. Tana Rabba, Kshehi Chayzeres, when a Bas when they bas koyin shenises li yiso, and the husband dies, v'zera eila v'shover beis avia kidorer. So when she goes back to her father, chayzeres letume, beina chayzeres lachazei v'shoik. But chazei v'shoik she won't eat. That means the minute a bas koyin married a Yisrael, so she loses the right to eat chazei v'shoik. I feel we hear this already in the Manu L'Kohen Gadol. I feel the husband will die and there's no children. Chazei v'shoik she won't eat. Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Ravina Bar Shila, Maikro, how do we know this aloche? He betrumas akadoshim loisoichal, bemuram min akadoshim loisoichal. Now here Rashi explains this to us. Let us see Rashi. Kshehi chayzeres, akrokoi, ubaskoin kisiya omone grushe vezera inlo, Seit v'shover beis avia, kishi chayzeres lebeis avia, chayzeres letrume. She can now again eat trume, aval eicheles, bishvil bno de masnis, Rashi just says not another thing. But if she's a bas Yisrael, and she's eating because she first married a kohen, and then, the Kohen died and left over a son. And then she married a Yisrael, and then the Yisrael died without children. Chayzeres afl chazei v'shoik. She'll eat chazei v'shoik also. Kedama lekam. Okay, but kaponim, let's, but now we're behandling the halacha that a bas kohen that married a zor, so when her husband dies, she can only eat trume, and she can't eat chazei b'shoik. So how do we know this? Because it says the posik, b'tri b'trumas hakadoshim lo yisoichel, b'muram min hakadoshim, chazei b'shoik. Midaha v'motzi l'michtov b'kadoshim. It could have said b'kadoshim. B'kadoshim lo yisoichel. V'kosav b'trumas is l'muram hu da'osik. Period. So Rashi is just saying, we'll see Rashi the way we, there's a lot of more cheshbain till we come to the drosha. But Rashi is just saying, the Baal Azoi, and this is the drosha of Yemes, the Pasuk is telling us, Kadoshim means Truma, because the whole parasha is speaking about Truma. Now, if it says, He betruma sa Kadoshim loisoichel, this is very, very misleading. That means she should not, Trumas HaKadoshim doesn't mean Truma. Trumas HaKadoshim means Chazei B'Sheik. So it says in the Pasuk, He betrumas HaKadoshim loisoichel, she should not eat Trumas HaKadoshim, but Kadoshim she could eat. That's the pashtis of this drosha. The Trumas, the Muram in HaKadoshim she shouldn't eat, but Trumas she can eat. So we'll see as the Rashi progresses. So that's the drosha. Eventually, she can eat trume. When a husband dies, she'll be able to eat trume. But trume sakadoshim chazei v'shoik she can't eat. She's finished already. Trume sakadoshim she won't be able to eat. That is the drosha. Lamurim odiyosa v'hai lo yisoichel lo oilamu. She'll never be able to eat trume sakadoshim. V'loitei mebi yeshev estachas bai lo yisroel. Now don't say that this posuk is speaking about that when she's married, she can't eat trumas hakadoshim. She's married to Yisrael. Kedemash mikro, because the posuk seems like that. Ubas koin kisili is zo. When she's married to zo, he bik trumas hakadoshim leisoichu. So Rashi says, please. This pasuk is not talking about kipshutoi, that she's married to Azor. This pasuk is speaking about an isha that was nivul apostle. We're talking about something else. We're talking about a kohen that married Azor. V'kahenis the mincival Azor de loy ochlo. This you know from a different pasuk. Miveshava al beis of via yafinam. This we learn out that says Kisiya almono grusha v'shava. That means she's able to return to the father when her husband dies. So it seems Kozman, the husband is alive, she cannot be b'shus aviyo. So from this pasuk we learn that when you marry a zol, that Kozman, she's not an almona, she's not allowed to eat from. V'shav el beis avi yafinen, michlal demikor lo yochlo, that she can't eat trume before her husband dies. Umilse de Rav Chisda, so memeila zazoi, that the posik that I learn out that a bas koyin that married Yisrael can't eat trume, that the posik is v'shav el beis avi kiderer. Bas king kisi almon grushe, so with this pasuk, I learned that Kozman, her husband, did not die. She's not allowed to eat truma. So this is the pasuk that I learned that Ishus Yisrael passes off from truma, and when the husband dies, she v'shava. Umilse de Rav Chisda. Now the milse de Rav Chisda mi betrumas nafke. It says betrumas hakadoshim lo yisaychu. Deim kain the kulakra lenivalo laposolo. If the pasuk is only speaking about nivalo laposolo, also lichtu bekadoshim leisaychu. My betrumas, because trumas seems trumas hakadoshim and not kadoshim. Ishma mina ochi koma. Yes, locha achere sheichelas bekodshim kigain trume veinene cheles bemura. That means this pasuk is telling us he betrumas hakadoshim lo yisoichel, avo bekadoshim soichel. So this pasuk is telling us that we're talking about an isha that eats trume. Now what isha eats trume can't be pashted the kro ubaska in kisilis. Oh, she was nivel from apostle because she doesn't eat trume. Kegain trume sheichels bekodshim, kegain trume veinichels bemurim beize zuchei zeres. So that means that the Trumas HaKadoshim is going on that the Abay Achizeres, that the Achizeres is Bishavo Beisavio, but Trumas HaKadoshim not. Vachi Teritza Lamilse Bepeik Hamone. So this is Rav Chisda's Droshe, that we learn out from Mura Min HaKadoshim, Voloi Kadoshim, and that's speaking about Achizeres. Bandrosh, Rav Nachman Omar Rabbe Baravue, Milechem Veloi Kol Lechem. It says, a different drosh, that she doesn't eat Chazay V'Shoik. Lechem, we'll see in Rashi, Lechem means, Milechem Veloi Kol Lechem Prat L'Chazay V'Shoik. So Rashi says, V'hai Lechem Kol Machol Mash. Milechem does not mean bread. Lechem means Kol Machol. He made a big suda. So how does the drosha go? So the drosha goes that b'shava el beis avia kinareho mi lechem mi machol avia toichal v'loi kol machol avia. Lechem means machol. She eats some of them and she doesn't eat all of them. So I say it's that Muram in HaKadoshim, she doesn't eat Kodshim, she doesn't eat, and Trumi, she eats Prat L'Chazei V'Shek. Maskif lo Romi Bachome. Eimo Prat L'Haforas Nidorim. Eimo Prat L'Haforas Nidorim. Maybe it means aforos nedorim. So I saw a very interesting Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh wants to say, let's darshan, tak al darshan, mi lechem aviya toichel, v'loi kol lechem aviya. You know what that means? That means if she made a neder that she won't eat lechem aviya. She made a neder. Now we're speaking about, this pasuk is speaking about a nesua. We're speaking about Baskenki Sili Zorn, Ki Baskenki Sial Monagusha Vezera. We're speaking about Nisuin. So she was a Nisui. So the Pasuk tells us, Milechem Ovio Toichal, she can eat part of the Lechem Ovio, but not all Lechem Ovio. What means not all Lechem Ovio? That means if she made a neder that she won't eat Lechem Ovio, the father can't be made for the Nedarim, because she's an Isu already. She went out Meshus Ovio. So that's not Milechem Ovio Toichal. Milechem, Veloi Kol Lechem. The lechem she made a neder on, that lechem she can't eat. Because he can't be made for. So milechem avia toichal is coming to tell us that the father can't be made for the nedorim that she made on his lechem, because after nisun she's out of his rishus. Oma rove kva posko tana deve Rabbi Shmuel. That the father can be made from the dorim, you don't need this pasuk. There's another pasuk already that the father can be made for the nedarim after nisuin. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, the neder almona ugrusha yokum olel. So the pasuk says that an almona or a grusha made you have a neder of an almona and a grusha. So memela yokum olel. So she stuck with it. No one can be made for it. The husband is Zoe's husband, so he can be made for it. And it seems the father also can be made for it. Speaking about Nisuin. So Mamela, so you see already that after Nisuin, he can't be made for Nidor. Matam Oloime. Now the Gemara asks, you don't need this pasuk either. Voloi mutzo michlalov, mutzo michlal ba. I know that it seems from the whole parish of Nedorim I see that Nesue is not Vershus Avio anymore. And now the husband gave her a get, so she's not Vershus Baila. Elo ha-reisha mosor ha-ov le-shluche yabal. Reisha mosor shluche ya-ov le-shluche yabal. If there was a scholas on Nesue, there wasn't a complete Nesue, there was a scholas on Nesue. Now, what happens now? There wasn't a complete nisuin. Now, what is her matzav now after her husband died? And it was Masa Shluche Yav L'Shluche Yabal. Beis Aviyah Shazu. She now called Beis Aviyah because since she didn't come on the Sui Gemure, so now when her husband dies, so she becomes back L'Shus Aviyah. Oy Beis Bailo Shozu, and then Tafala. Hello, Loi Malach, Kivin Sheyotso, Sheachas Meshus Aov, Shuv Eino Yocho Lahofo. So that's what the Pesach is coming to tell us. The Pesach is coming to tell us, Nedar Amon Agrushi Yocho Malach is coming to tell us that if there was Masar Shluchei Habal L'Shluchei Ha'ov, and I'm sorry, Masar Shluchei Ha'ov L'Shluchei Habal, and the Baal died, so is also Yochum Oleo, the father can't be Mefer. So in Mele, I don't need Umilechem Aviya Toichel to tell me that the father can't be Mefer on the Dorim. I know that already. Rav Safra says a different drasha. Mi lechem avia toichal, lechem v'loi boso. That if a kadilent lechem means taka lechem, so trume mi lechem avia toichal, abo v'loi boso, bi boso avia loi soich. Rav Papa oma mi lechem avia toichal, hakoni l'avia. Lechem that's koni lavia, that means trume that's koni lavia, so that she can eat. Lechem ovia. Prat l'chazei v'shoit, mishulchan gavoya kozochu. Chazei v'shoit is mishulchan gavoya kozochu, so it's not his. He's eating shal gavoya. So memele, it's the pasuk is telling us, milechem shal avia. That would be belongs to the father. The matbatn is kuhuna that belonged to the father. That's toichal. Matnas Kahuna that the father also doesn't possess. It's Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu. That she doesn't get. V'rava Amar Machadosh. V'schazei atnufe v'shei katru matoichlu ato uvonecho v'neisecho itoch. When do the Bnei Secho eat Chazei Atnufe? Bizman She Itoch. They got married already. They don't need any more. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. I base by Loshazu, Rei Kisharaman, Vena of Mefer, Lakach Yotz Mikrazalemelach, Kibin Shiotz Sosha, Shubeni Mefer. Trume Knuyelakanim, Sheino Shiori Shulchan Melach, Amoshiori Koch Merenkim, Masseis, Meis Pneelikim, Shein Shiori Shulchanim. Shechezeres, no, that's the Gemara further. Let us see Taisus. Ve'ema prat laforos nedor. He said, the Gemara said, maybe the milechem is coming to me mamayit, that the lechem she made a nedor from, that she can't eat. Because it can be made for the nedor. Perish bekuntris, the leiteime ki heichi, till the inyan, Truma Hodra Le Musa Kamaise. You shouldn't say, just like by Truma Hodra Le Musa Kamaise. Hodra Nami Linyi Nidori. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. That just like, I shouldn't say, just like she returns after Nisuin, the Rishus Chaviyo Le Trume, don't say she returns Linyi Nidori. But if he times Zeho Yenire, the Parich Akonisuit, that the Gemara's Kasha is, that maybe the Pasuk is telling us that every Nisue, the father can be made for the Nidorim. Avol Nichnus Elochub Avanivolo. Dinis Amolo Tehoda Lemilse Kamaisa. So Fakhtaisis Valzetz Och Limud. You need a limud for that to tell me that the father cannot be made for a kva poske tanet ver Rabbi Shmuel. The mashma de pshitalei beloishim drosha shem mutzes michlal ov u michlal bal veloi hodro veloi itzrich leikra ele lamosar ov nishluchi abal zalkadaitik tiyada mishim dakati loi niseis. So Taisus says the loshan Taisus Rosh is more clear, but that's what Taisus seems to be saying. So Taisus is chelik an Rashi. That means an nesuah zichra. I don't need a pasuk that after nesuah she's yotzus on mishu sevia. No, the Gemara wants to say I need a pasuk for Mosa l'shlucha yabal, and that the Gemara says you also don't need a pasuk because I can learn this out from nedar man negrusha yokem alem. Aman negrusha matamad loy matem itzach roshin yipek baschad nador. So it's a different rosh. Haicha ni koire, haicha de nis'armola, ein nis'garsha, hu de itzlach kro. As the Gemara says, we're talking about moso shluchei ha'ov le shluchei abal. So what din does she have? So does she have a din beveis aviyo or beveis bailo? So Taisu says, Heichad in his armor and his garsho de itzterech ko. The whole shayla of the Gemara is, if the husband died, and there was a partial knisa lo shus abal, what in the shayim now? Shaynov yachal hofer. Da, vamina, shemboyel kan, shatel kan chazor, oyev loy hoise kan yitzi yegmure.
Since there wasn't a Yetziya Gemura Meya Aviyas, I would think that she goes back. Aval Kozman Shalainis Amala, she didn't Yochalof. That's Parshit. Not only the Pasik. That if the husband didn't die yet, there was already an Nisuin of Mesira Lishluchay Abal, Mikivin Shemasa of Lishluchay Abal, Balav Haikra, the Milizness Beis Aviyan Avka Biksubis Vepek Nara, it's not Beis Aviyo. That's for sure. Moshe L'Shluchei Abal is not Beis Aviyo. So Memele, so in this matzav, the father Zichri can be made for the Nedorim. It's not Beis Aviyo Nedorim. It's not Beis Aviyo. And Arus is Beis Aviyo. Because she's not Beis Bailo. She's Beis Aviyo. But Moshe L'Shluchei Abal, she's not Beis Aviyo. So Mamela said, that's partially can't be made for the Shaila is, the whole Shaila is, if he died afterwards, then the Shaila is, does she go back Lebeis Aviyo, or doesn't she go back Lebeis Aviyo? Zok to Gemara Vait. Bama Ravada Barade, Tonim. She chizeres lebeis aviyo, chizeres letrume, beine chizeres lechazei b'shoik. Nabas koin, when she goes back lebeis aviyo, shishoni goes back letrume, she's not go back to chazei b'shoik. Bishvil b'no, but what if you have a bas Yisrael? Or for that matter, bas koin also, that was married to a koin. And then the Kohen died, and then the Kohen left over a son, and then she married a Yisrael, and now the Yisrael died, and she's Chayzeres Libno. She's not going back to the base of it. She's Chayzeres Libno. Chayzeres Avla Chazei V'Shoik. Then she's Chazei V'Shoik. This is a different Chazore. This is a Chazore. The way we revive it, I mean, now she's going back to previous husband. That you can go back to a father, you can go back to a husband. You go back to a father, so the din is, she can only eat, trume. She can't eat chazei b'shek. Here you're going back to a husband, so now you can eat chazei b'shek also. Also, Rav Mordechai Omro Lishmaite Kamei Drabash. Oma, mehechiko mesrabye, mi ubas, you learn out from ubas. That means how do you know bechlau that is a din chazor, ubas, meis. That's what we started off. Meis b'no melei b'toicho b'trume, dahod ro'ochlo. We should b'no mino, the whole din that you go, that she goes back, to this son after her, the Yisrael dies, is Meubaz. Meyedifelomino. So how could the Vav be better than Pashta Dekro? Pashta Dekro says, Shalva do Basko inkisyamana grusha. Vishalva basim lachme viyatoichel. She only eats Truman, she doesn't eat Chazay Vishoik. Now you have a ribui, that the same halacha, she also goes back to a ben kohen. So how can this be better? How can the ribui be better than the ikke posik? Meichuk ha-misrabi mi-ubas, mi-edifo lo mino. And for the Gemara, Hosom Ksivi Miyuti, Oche like Ksivi Miyuti. So the Gemara answers, no. There, the Din Chazore, we learn out from Ubastak. But that we differentiate, that it's Chayzer Letrume, and Chayzer Sei V'Shoik, because by Av, it says Miyutim. By Aben, it doesn't say Miyutim. Let us see Rashi. Kishi chayzeres bas koyin.
Yes, a mamele, so then she doesn't need chazei v'shek. Aval bas Yisrael achay zeres lechel betruma b'shvil benom. Kigoy. Yolda mikoyen v'niseis li Yisrael. Umei, senad Yisrael bayit, chay zeres avchel chazei v'shek. Gabi bas koyen, that returns to a father, ksiv miyute. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Tosfos. Awesome, ksivi miyuta, ochele ksivi miyuta. Tema lori. Bishloima lachol anach ameroi de dorshi mishar kroi de ksibu avia. Let those who darshan from the psukim that says avia. Osi shaper. Let's say, milechem avia soichel. Lechem that belongs to Aviyah. So it's talking about Aviyah. It's talking about the din chazor ele Aviyah. It's milechem Aviyah toichel, v'loi kol lechem, milechem, v'loi bosor Aviyah, milechem shel Aviyah. So there you're 100% right. So all these droshes that we were mamayit chazei v'shoik are speaking about Aviyah, when she's eating mikoyach Aviyah. So then you're 100% right. So the miyutim are when she's eating mikaya chaviyah. Here she's eating not mikaya chaviyah. The miyutim gabi yaviyah dak. Avla ravine bar shila. The dorish mihi betrumas akadoshim. Here there was a miyut. That a chayzeres eats, does not eat trumas akadoshim, but she eats kochim. So here, how do you know that this is speaking about Afka Aviyah? Achizeres is talking about over here. My mashma dehi bechizeres lebeis Aviyah Meir, maybe it's talking about all chizeres. Bishloi makivin the kos of reishe dekro ubas ish koyim. In pashto dekro ubas koyim kisiyeli yizor hi betrumas hakadoshim lo yisaychol. So it says Ubas Ish Koyin. So we're talking about that Pashtet Dekor is speaking about Abas Koyin. So we're speaking about that she's eating Mikoyach, her father. She's eating Mikoyach, her father. So Memelem. And that we say Tumas Hakadoshim Lo Yisoyich Alav Hakadoshim Lo Yisoyich. And that's by Chazeres. Umi Yukosh. L'man de dorash mi lechem v'loi mi boso. According to the man de Yomar that said, how will mi ma'et chazei v'shoik, it says, mi lechem aviyah v'loi mi boso aviyah. That's what. So lechem is a miyut on boso. Lechem, not the one dashen from the men, mi lechem v'loi kol lechem, but one man dashen, lechem v'loi boso. Faktoises amir de kikash el gabi bno namiksi v'yelidei beisei heim yoichlu belachmoy. That what? That he's machel. V'yelidei beisei heim yoichlu belachmoy. V'loshin in yolad machel. V'havel olameimer belachmoy v'loi bepsorei. So it's also makes such a drosha. If lechem is a miyut am boso. So let us say that this is a miyut that he's not machal belechem by chazer, but he's not machal bebos al kaponim by chazeres. Zok to Gemara weiter. Tono rabono v'shovo el beis ovio. It says by Bas Koyin, Vishova al Beis Aviyo, that she returns to Beis Aviyo, Vizera in law, she returns to Beis Aviyo, Prat l'shemeres yodom. Zot Rashi, Prat l'shemeres yodom, she'eino chayzeres l'beis Aviyo. Hashemeres yodom is not Vishova. Baha agide bay, she's ma'uget to the yodom.